Disneyland quietly rolled out facial recognition at its park entrances, and now a $5 million class action lawsuit says that they did it without giving you a real choice. Disneyland is calling it optional, but most people walk right through without ever knowing what was going on. Before I share with you what Disney had to say about the lawsuit, let me explain exactly what's happening. Starting this past April, Disneyland and Disney California Adventure began using facial recognition at park entrances. When you walk up to enter, a camera takes a picture of your face, and that image gets converted into a numerical value, basically a digital fingerprint, and then the system compares it to the photo tied to your ticket to confirm it's you. Disney says this speeds up entry and stops ticket fraud, but the problem is that the numerical value gets stored for up to 30 days, and according to the lawsuit, that's 30 days too many without your written permission. A visitor filed a proposed class action lawsuit seeking at least $5 million in damages. The complaint says Disney did not get proper consent before scanning guests' faces. They said that signs at the entrance are not enough, and especially for parents with kids. The plaintiff's lawyer said that guests should have affirmatively opted in and have written consent, and that the burden of protecting your privacy should not fall on the person being scanned. Disney has publicly called the lawsuit without merit. Their position is that the facial recognition lanes are optional, that they are clearly marked alternative lanes, and that the data is stored as a numerical value, not a raw photo, and that this numerical value is then deleted after 30 days. On paper, that all sounds reasonable, but the lawsuit argues that optional means something very different in a privacy policy versus standing in a crowded theme park entrance with a line of people behind you. If guests don't know the alternative lane exists and there's no moment where you actually say, yes, I agree to this, they're arguing that it's not actually free choice. For example, one parent, Sandra Contreras, described letting the system scan her 5-year-old because she felt pressure to keep moving. This is also bigger than just Disneyland. If facial recognition gets normalized at one of the highest traffic family venues in the world, it signals to every stadium, mall, and retail chain that this is acceptable. This is still an active case that I'll be watching very closely. If you're interested in more videos about AI facial recognition, on screen there's a video about how grocery stores are tracking shoppers. Thank you.